Sorry, I
I'm
think my ear
sorry.
touched that wee thing, that wee vote.
Yeah, it's no problem. That's great. So we will write to the police with a lot
Wait
of
a wee minute.
details. Okay.
Can I hear you now? If you can speak.
I can hear you.
Aye, aye.
Are you okay?
Aye.
Perfect. Agnes, one thing I did want to ask, has your time in care, has it had any sort of lasting medical impact on you that your
No,
GP
but
would know
there's a
about?
lot of memories all starting to surface
Yeah,
there. It wasn't a
okay.
happy place at all. It wasn't a happy place. Especially for children that young. We were
No,
made,
that's
I was 8 year old
disgusting.
when I was put in there. And I was made, see when I went home at the weekend.
Yeah.
When I went home on a Friday, I was made to cross a busy, busy road with lorries, buses and everything, no traffic light, to go and get a bus to Glasgow. Every Friday in the same back drive. 8 year old, that's how young I'm at.
I don't let my 12-year-old daughters out.
Exactly. I was the
So
same
for
with
them to
my
go out
children.
on a bus at 8 is
And
that
that's
must have been
why
terrifying for you.
one of my friends in my home was killed with a bus. And we were
Oh
only told
wow.
to the Monday he would come back.
That's disgusting.
They don't care.
No, they don't.
No.
Fortunately, you're a name and number. What we are seeing is these people have already got the knives out sharpened, ready for these children, these vulnerable children, to come into these supposedly care settings. It's absolutely harrowing. And I am truly, truly sorry that you had to face that
No.
as a child, or at any age, but as a child mainly. So, I mean, it's quite a personal question, Agnes, but I am asking it to, help. Have you had any sort of, suffered from any sort of depression or any sort of,
Yeah.
so you have
Yes.
suffered depression
Yes, and
because
it's
of
all
your...
my doctor. It's all my doctor's file.
Oh, I'm so okay. Are you okay to continue,
Fine.
Agnes? Suffered depression. Yeah.
And I think you should say to you.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you all for you.
You okay, Agnes?
Perfect.
You sure? And we can stop there at any point. I can call you back
Oh,
anytime.
yes. I'm thinking, the other ones.
Yeah.
They didn't care. Did not
No.
care.
No. No, they didn't. Do you have a doctor's surgery that I could write to, Agnes?
Yep.
Just give me 2 secs. Give me 2 secs. Doctor surgery. Can I take the address of your doctor's, please, Agnes?
I'll give you my doctor's name as well.
Yes, please.
It's Dr. Christine Lindsay.
Can you spell Lindsay? LYNDSE.
B. I. Y.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. And their
And
address, please.
it's Newhouse Medical Centre.
Sorry, Agnes, can you just repeat that, please? Yeah.
NEWHILLS, Newhouse.
Newhouse Medical Centre.
Easter House.
Easter House.
Auchinleck Wood.
Sorry, Agnes, just that last one again.
Auchinleck Road.
OCK.
A.
Oh,
It's
A-C-K.
AUCHINLEA Road. Glasgow.
Perfect. I don't need to. I'll find the postcode.
Aye, it's G34 something.
Okay, that's no problem. So I can, with your permission, Agnes, I can write to Dr. Lindsay. I can get your medical records of how the the impact in your care setting has followed you throughout your life and into your adulthood.
Right.
Do you see or have you seen any sort of psychiatrists, Agnes?
At the very beginning, I when I went to the doctors and I was diagnosed.
Okay.
But then I stopped because I had wounds, I had children, I had five children.
Okay. Are you okay?
Aye.
Do you want me to call you back, Agnes?
No, it's fine. I'd rather just carry on, don't you?
Yeah, no problem. There's absolutely no pressure to get this done today. I just want you to be aware of that. I can give you a call back tomorrow, next week, next month, whenever. Just move
no,
to this at your pace.
Just get it all done, that's it.
Okay. Just be aware, Agnes, we're going to do this at your pace, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All there is we're just trying to get as much information as we possibly can for when we submit to the Scottish Redress. Everything, we've covered everything. I don't want us to get to a point where we think we could have missed something and we may not get you every single penny that you deserve. So can we talk again about your psychiatrist again, Agnes? Because obviously I didn't really hear you, to be honest. Is it worth you writing to a psychiatrist, do you think? Are they still about, or will I get that from your
I don't even
NHS
know
records?
They're about it. That person asking me is part of the New House Clinic.
New House Clinic?
Uh-huh. It's a medical centre with all different clinics in it. Different
okay.
new clinics for the areas.
Okay. So that'll be an NHS clinic, won't it, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Let me finish that.
And there'll be a hospital admission as well.
Okay, perfect. What hospital did you attend, Agnes?
Glasgow Royal Infirmary. But that'll be on my medical records as well.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'm not going to go into too much detail with you now, Agnes. Obviously, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a call each month. Obviously, the technical term is update you, but it's more of a check-in really from me or my team just to make sure obviously you're still okay. Anything you can think of in the meantime. This isn't going to be a quick process. Unfortunately, obviously Glasgow are massively inundated.
I know, yeah.
So there's a big backlog.
The amount of horror stories that I've read online.
Do you know what, Agnes? The more in which we do this, the more in which we're uncovering the more harrowing it is. And
aye.
Obviously, you know, there are
worse people out there than me.
Because you've gone through this as a child, so no, there's not. There's no child should ever go through what you've been through. No adult.
You know, I was told it was only going to be for 6 weeks, despite, and then it got away for 6.5 years.
You were in respite for 6.5 years, did you say, Agnes? Sorry.
I was told I was only going to residential
care
for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Despite. And I get kept for 6.5 years. Nobody told me why. Nobody told me why I went. And nobody told me why I had to stay.
It must have been so frightening for you as a young child. Not knowing why you're not with your parents or not with your family and you're put into a place of just hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once I have the information back from Glasgow local authorities, from the NHS, from the police, from your doctors, I'll present it to you when I get it, obviously. But what we'll do is, once we have that as a final package, either myself or one of my team will then take a final statement, if you like, from you. Just to make sure we've got everything covered, like I said. What you could do between now and then, Agnes, is have a think of any family members we can ask as a witness to...
I don't talk to any of my family. Okay. And my mother is dead. My father, but I didn't know. Didn't find out who was my father. I was 16. And he's dead as well. I don't know. I don't talk to any of them. I mean, I've got three sisters, but I don't talk to them.
Have you got any friends that have seen the impact? It obviously doesn't have to be...
I don't bother with nature. No, my last friend, she died by a sly.
Oh, I'm so sorry you've had to go through all that.
So she knew about it, but...
Yeah.
I don't bother with him to keep myself okay. and my children.
Okay. Did you say you have children, Agnes?
I've got five, but I've got two older ones. They're out the house, but my three younger ones are in the house with me.
Yeah. So I'd say they don't need to... we don't obviously need to tell them about what happened to you in care. What we would ask, if you're comfortable with it, if they write a statement of how it's impacted you now.
I've never had it for you.
Yeah, okay.
But they're just that to me, hear me a bit. They've known, they've grown up with me being in care.
Yeah.
But they're just starting to hear more and more as time goes on.
Yeah. Is that helping you, Agnes? Does that help you? Get it off your chest, if you like, to your children. Obviously, you're making sure that your children don't go through what you went through, aren't you? Okay, so at some point in the next maybe 8 to 10 months, once we've got all the information, I'll ask you them, and then we'll either speak to one of whoever you're comfortable with, just having a chat with, just obviously around the impact of your trauma. Because that's what it is, let's be honest. It's the trauma that you're suffering from what's happened to you as a young child.
What gets me is the most telling me why. I've never been told a reason why. When I get put into care, my mammy had 6 years, I was a middle child.
Yeah.
And I was put away in a home.
Was it just you or then you said?
Just me. She had six classes in one boy. I was the middle of all of them.
So, and it was just you that got shipped off?
And my mammy, she's still never, she kind of knew, never told me why. Nobody told me in the home why I was there.
Yeah,
a 6.5 year instead of 6 weeks.
Yeah, I bet you the lack of closure, that's probably causing a lot of your trauma as well, isn't it?
Aye.
You don't understand the reasons as to why. We may get that information from you. That may be on some of your records. The reasons why.
I want to know why, and I still remember the day I just took away.
Yeah, I bet you do. Any information that I get, Agnes, I will share it with you 100%.
Right.
I promise you.
Right.
This is your journey. This is your past. This is something that, if I can piece some of your past together for you, I will 100% do that. Is that okay?
Hi.
Okay. So that's fine. I'm gonna write to your doctors. I'll write to the local police. I'll write to the local authorities for Nairston and Thornton. We're gonna have a chat with you in a couple of months. I'll call you at least once a month, Agnes, just to make sure that you're still okay. You understand exactly where we are in the journey. Are you speaking to any sort of counsellor at the moment, Agnes?
No.
I can't.
You can't. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to put it to the back of my mind.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get why people do that. I'm no medical expert, so I can't advise you one way or the other. But, you know, I definitely sympathise with you. So I've got enough information for now. I just need to... Because of the sensitive nature of these claims, I just need you to, just to go over a few things with you, just so you understand how you got to this point in the journey with us at MMA Legal. So just to let you know, obviously there's a couple of ways in which you could have pursued this case, or you can pursue this case, shall I say. You've entered into a private fee agreement with us as a law firm. The other way, or there's two other ways. One way, you could have applied for this yourself.
No, I would rather do it through you.
Okay, perfect. I just need to explain that to you, though. There's other law firms out there that have an agreement with Scottish Redress, in which Scottish Redress pays them a fee. But they will help you apply. And that's all I can say about that, really. What we do is, obviously, we will charge you a maximum and will never, ever go above 20%, inclusive of VAT. If we have spent less time on it, we will charge you according with our fees. But that fee will never, ever go above 20%. It's a genuine no win, no fee. Yeah, genuine. So it will not cost you anything. You've been through enough trauma to get a bill from a law firm. We will never do that to you. So it will never cost you any money. We've got skin in this game with you, so we are going to try and get you the maximum amount of money as we possibly can over the, you know, these 12 months. So just to let you know, average playing value is generally around about 55k with the Scottish Redress. And our 20% inclusive of VAT is roughly around about 11k is the max you'll pay. Obviously, if it goes above anything up to 100k, we'll still charge you 20% inclusive of VAT. Are you still happy to go ahead, Agnes?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got a pen handy, Agnes, so I can give you my name?
They've been going to get me a bit of paper.
What I'll do, Agnes, when it comes time, before I finally submit your case...
Want to get me a bit of paper?
I'll get you, I'll get that that paper cutting that you've got from about Thornton Manor. Thornton Residential, sorry.
And Thornton's been made into an old folks home.
Yeah, they have. Generally what happens is they close up shop before everybody starts...
Yep, that's exactly about the fun.
Coming with the pitchforks, rightly so.
Right. Right, I've got pen and paper.
Perfect. So my name is Michael.
Right.
P-A-R-N-E. Wait, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'm not a very good writer. Right,
Michael. Yeah, me neither. Parle, P-A-R-L-E.
What's that?
P-A-R-L-E, so it's Parle.
P-Park?
Parle, P-A-R-L-E.
Okay, sorry, I'm passing this as well. I'm trying to pick up words.
Yeah, it's no problem. So it's P-A-R-R L for Lima.
L.
Yeah, and E. For Echo.
Or Paro.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I will give you a call in a couple of weeks' time, Agnes, and let you know where we're up to.
Right.
I'll send you out some letters as well with contact details.
Uh-huh.
Contact emails as well, so you don't need to write them down at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be in touch as soon as I possibly can and to get you as much information as I possibly can.
Okay.
Okay. I just need to let you know, Agnes, that all our calls are recorded as well. So if you need to reference this call,
that's fine.
I just they're recorded for training and quality purposes.
Uh huh.
Do you have any questions for me, Agnes?
Me?
Do you have any questions?
No.
For me?
You've been really helpful. Aye.
No, it's been lovely speaking to you, Agnes, and I am sorry we've had to drag up some past trauma. I do promise you. You know, we are going to try our best to get you everything you deserve.
Uh-huh. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for speaking to me today, Agnes.
Hey.
Lovely speaking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.